the rest of the story. All of the daily newspapers in the nearest major cities received a copy of the same letter from the same young inventors. In essence, the letter said, "This coming Monday morning, we will make a machine fly." The two young men promised that their invention was neither a balloon nor a semi-rigid dirigible, such as those in which daredevil Alberto Santos Dumont had been cruising the skies over Paris for many months. So, a dozen eager reporters intrigued, converged, and waited. All morning it rained and blustered. Far too much turbulence for a safe, successful maiden flight. So, the shiny new untested aircraft remained in the shed its creators had built for it, until the wind subsided and the sun came out again, and it was time. The flying machine was rolled out, placed on the starting line. The younger of the two inventors positioned himself inside. The propeller was spun, the motor ignited, and off it went to the end of the track. And there it stopped. The would-be inventors apologized. It was the engine, they said. Improper airflow over the intake or something like that. They would fix it, don't worry. So, the reporters eagerly returned the next morning. Nope. Still making the delicate adjustments, the young men admonished, "Come back tomorrow." They came back tomorrow. Sorry, the weather was not quite right. And once again, the reporters, grumbling, walked away. And only three or four of them returned the following day. So it was 2 p.m. on Thursday when the young pilot took the controls and the motor snarled to life and the release line was tripped and the airplane sped off and up, up, up some 6 feet, straight up. And promptly thereafter, straight down. When it was determined that the co-inventor pilot was unhurt, there was some muffled snickering among the onlookers. The reporters were gone before the dust had settled. Newspaper story headlines the next day read, "Fall Wrecks Airship," and so on. That was pretty much that. In fact, such was the disillusionment of observers who had waited 4 days for nothing that the two brothers and their failed invention were solidly ignored for more than a year thereafter. Well, by now you've surely guessed that the two young men whose conspicuous embarrassment you've just relived were the Wright brothers, the pioneer aviators you learned about in school, but the dud whose dismal debut at Huffman Prairie you have just witnessed, that ill-fated ground-bound aircraft, was not an early version of the one that made history. Matter of fact, it was built and flown later. 5 months following the Wrights' historic flight at Kitty Hawk. For generations, historians have wondered at that giant leap backward, how Wilbur and Orville in May of 1904 seemed not to have learned much at all from their first fabulous success of December 17, 1903. May I direct your attention to a letter written by Wilbur Wright, bearing a date subsequent to those events, a piece of personal correspondence which he never intended for you to discover, but the subject is how to keep reporters away while you're trying to work in peace. And Wilbur refers to how neatly the brothers, quote, "fooled the newspapers during the 2 seasons that we were experimenting at Sims." Now you know what he meant. Now that you know the rest of the story.